This NHL Action Network collaboration is presented by Bet365. Download the app or visit bet365.ca for the latest odds. And find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be older than 19. Available in Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
Away we go for another NHL Action Network collaboration. Nick Alberga and Pete Jensen with you. Shout out to our friends over at Bet365. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, Nick. Yeah, Bet365, always an important thing this time of year, right, for all the hockey bettors out there. And, of course, the Washington Capitals, Nashville Predators, since we last talked, Nick, they just keep rolling. Train keeps rolling down in D.C. Unbelievable win against the Red Wings.
Yeah, there's a lot to dissect right now as you bring in the one and only Tim Kalinowski from the Action Network. What's going on, Tim?
What's going on, fellas? You guys got me out of bed for this one. I was watching the late slate last night this time of year. You know, I got a call from Bob. I'm still snoozing. So, you know, I'm on borrowed time here, I guess.
Lieboff, our guy Lieboff, unfortunately, is dealing with a sick child. I had to send the bat signal out to Timmy K and a phone call early in the morning. He had just rolled out of bed because you know he's diving into that late slate last night with the Dallas Stars and the Seattle under and Anaheim under and all that stuff. So we rolled him out of bed for this and we're ready to go, Nicholas.
Love that. It's almost like we have to play the Edwin Diaz theme song because MLB opening day, the second edition, is here, because I was told that Dodgers played last week somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Got the trumpets going.
All right, Timmy, your choice, since you're the one who did some stuff for us to move your schedule around today. Where do you want to start? Washington, Nashville, you call a shot here.
Ooh, that's really tough. Maybe let's start Washington, I guess, because our guy Nick Martin, he's a Capitals fan, so I was pretty dialed into that one on his behalf. And you think about what this team has done, it's just, I haven't made a cent off of Washington's ascension here, because I can't believe it. I keep on thinking that the curtain is going to be pulled out from in front of their face and we're going to see they're a fraud. But you know what? You get credit for playing a certain way. And I think that the way that they have integrated their young talent along with the veterans that are already there, you get a ton of credit for that. And, you know, they play on Thursday. They're going to go at Toronto. And we all know that Sheldon Keefe wasn't too happy with the Leafs showing on Tuesday night against the Devils. So something's got to give here with that matchup on Thursday that I'm looking at.
And it was a really difficult schedule for them with important games left and right the past week, and they aced it, right, the past three. That's what we were saying, 3 or 4 game winning streaks this time of year. We'll get the job done. They go from plus 160 when we recorded the show last week to make the playoffs to now favored at minus 250. Do you see, Timmy, Washington making any noise once they get to the playoffs if they indeed do clinch? I would write them off, but I wrote them off earlier in the year, and I'm picking up the pieces right now.
Yeah, I don't think that they have a shot in the first round, and maybe this is going to be just the worst clip ever, Pete. Maybe you just set me up for something horrible in a couple of weeks when we go play this back. But I look at Nashville as being far more dangerous, and that's basically because of the, you know, you can point to elite talent at least in a few positions there, right? In net. And then, you know, on the blue line, and then a couple of forwards. I don't think that you can point to that with Washington. A lot of it has to go right for them to win. And, you know, Lieboff has pointed out to me a couple of times, like, hey, look at the standings. We feel like two teams are essentially going to get de facto byes. What, the team that plays, I guess, Philly and at right now, and then the team that plays Washington right now. So when you talk about a gauntlet that a lot of these other teams are going to have to face in the first round, you can't be too selective with where you're going to finish in the standings. But I think there's a lot of teams that are saying, yeah, I hope we can get Washington somehow.
Timmy, the one thing I learned specifically last spring, never say never, where you thought matchups were a foregone conclusion, they were not. So that's all I'll say. Does this mean that Detroit's the last team that has a shot? Like, I think the big thing for me, too, is like games in hand. You look at the Flyers, they played 73. The Capitals have played 71. The Flyers are 1 point up in the standings. So a lot of shuffling could take place over the next little while. But do you still think Detroit's got a legit shot at making it? Who do they take in? Who do they hop over, I should say?
Well, Detroit does have a chance, and it would have to be, I guess it would have to be Washington in that case scenario. I think the big thing with Detroit is that their week gets pretty tough here, and then they end the season at Pittsburgh, at Toronto, and then home and home Montreal. We've seen that Toronto is in a spot where they're kind of not necessarily mailing it in, but they're kind of stuck in their spot. All of a sudden, actually, the Lightning are creeping up on them. But anyway, we thought that the Leafs were kind of locked in their spot. Pittsburgh's done. And then Montreal, yes, they've been surprising me. Those are certainly two winnable games. I think it's going to come down to the last week of the season, to be honest. And I'll say this. Philly, I still give Philly a lot of credit because even if they're going to lose, they just had this really tough spot in the schedule. Even if they're going to lose, they go to overtime. They make sure they get some point out of that. There's a lot of teams that could learn a lesson from the Philadelphia Flyers, all right? Just get one at least, right? Hold serve.
And another race that's going to come down to the finish without a doubt is the President's Trophy. You can make the case it doesn't matter come postseason time in reality, but certainly matters for bettors, Tim. I was looking at Boston to win the President's Trophy. They're only 1 point back right now. You could get plus 900 on them. Seven teams, though, separated by 3 points at the top of the league standings. And the Rangers, of course, clinched. Who do you think wins the President's Trophy?
Well, it's funny. Last night, I wanted to bet Carolina to win the President's Trophy before action started because I had Carolina beating Pittsburgh and I had Philly upsetting the Rangers. The exact opposite happened, and that was, you know, about a 3-point swing for the Rangers there. So the Rangers right now, they're plus 110, right, on Bet365 to win this thing. I feel like I want teams with games in hand, and so that's kind of where I would lean, make a Vancouver. But if anything, I mean, honestly, I wish I could have a Carolina ticket. So I could be putting a little something on Carolina. I think Carolina's just a wagon. And I think they're about as good of a regular season team bet to have. A lot of times during the regular season, their value isn't there because they lay such steep numbers. So maybe that's something that you go for instead here in the last couple of weeks is a Carolina ticket. But all the games in hand math, it just makes my brain hurt.
You know what makes my brain hurt? Tuesday's card. I had some bad beats, some tough losses. Like the only big thing I hit was the Jake Ensel shot prop. I had the anytime goal that didn't hit the bunt, like no revenge. It was a weird night, man, where it's like leads like weren't safe and, you know, uncharacteristic things. And like, why is Carolina losing to Pittsburgh? It was really, really bizarre.
It was playoff hockey last night, though, for a number of games. You know, I got my three TVs in my living room. And so at one point there was three fights going on all three TVs. And I was just, it just felt kind of like that playoff atmosphere. That Boston Florida game was absolutely tremendous. Winnipeg Edmonton was a treat. I would say this too, you know, at this time of the season, if you're really kind of hung up on a bet between two teams that are jockeying for playoff position or whatever, like Washington, Detroit last night, it's not bad to just throw a little taste on overtime. You know, I think that we see time and time again, it's almost like these teams got into an agreement before the game. They're like, all right, let's at least go to overtime and get a point, and then we'll figure it out. Like, it's kind of like a staring contest for much of these games with teams, like I said, jockeying for the playoff position. So it is fun. You know, it's always like around plus 350 or so. So give yourself a little overtime taste for some of these.
Yeah, it was something like plus 310, I think I saw for Detroit, Washington to go to overtime, and it did. So, yeah, that's a great strategy this time of year. When you look at teams currently on the outside, are you tapping into them at all down the stretch, even if they're not going to make the playoffs? Like, you could have made big money on Pittsburgh last night with the win over Carolina. Buffalo playing some meaningful hockey. They're getting Jack Quinn back. I would, at the very least, or at least they could get him back on Wednesday against Ottawa. I would be all over him in the shot prop, playing with some good young players on that Sabres second line.
I think from what it looks like to me, that these are going to be the playoff spots, give or take maybe Detroit, or the playoff teams rather, not necessarily the spots. I think it's pretty much, this is, we know 15 of these teams. So I'll say this, you pay very close attention to how those teams on the outside, that they're telling us right in front of our face, you know, what to expect. You look at Chicago, they have not quit down the stretch here. You know, they go beat Calgary last night. They've been feisty. Montreal, they're in a real tough spot and go beat the Avalanche 2-1. It has been. And then you have some of these other teams that have just flat out mailed it in. I mean, there's like an Anaheim, for example, right? So I think you just have to be very careful, and you can make some money making sure that you're kind of zagging against the narrative that is this team has to win and this team sucks. Just make sure that that narrative, you're backing a team that has shown you at least a little bit of a fight here in the last couple of weeks. And like I said, all credit to Montreal and Chicago last night.
Absolute chaos. And I was just thinking a couple months back, the best bet I placed was San Jose to finish last in the standings. And they've really, really taken control of that the last little while. I want to get back to the Nashville Predators. As a bettor, I'm trying to pinpoint the value and where to choose them to finally lose a game in regulation. I will be honest, I was all over Vegas. I thought that was the night. The value was there because of the back-to-back. Vegas gets out to that lead, and it's something about Nashville. They're on an impeccable run right now. They're 16-0-2 in the last 18. So, Timmy, you know, the next three games coming up, at Arizona Thursday, at Colorado Saturday, Boston Tuesday. How would you play them on the betting front right now, the Nashville Predators?
I'm probably looking forward to that Saturday game against Colorado, because anytime you're traveling to, I know it's not a direct back-to-back here, but anytime you're going Arizona to altitude, that's something that you want to back. And, you know, the team's second or third game on a road trip happens to fall in Colorado. And then if that doesn't work, I guess Boston as well. I do think they're actually going to lose a game at one point in there. That's a good little stretch that we should be feel a good opportunity to fade them. But, you know, they've just, again, it's really difficult. And I wouldn't say to yourself, like, I have to fade them. You just have to look at what the schedule says here, and any team that's going Arizona to Colorado, and at Colorado, it feels like they haven't left home in 3 weeks now. That's not a good spot for any team, right?
Wanted to ask you about some young kids coming into the mix in the next couple of weeks, especially as the NCAA tournament gets going. I know you're a big college hockey fan. I know Josh Doan came up from the Roadrunners, and what a performance, 2 goals in his NHL debut. Is there anybody you're looking at, especially in the props market, if and when they enter the lineup in the next couple of weeks, based on guys that are already drafted by teams or just anybody who's caught your eye in college hockey?
Yeah, I would say this. There's a lot of great Twitter follows out there, and there's a lot of great websites that regularly update, you know, line rushes in practice, line rushes in pregame warmup. And you have to see where that guy that you're, you know, interested in targeting, you know, new rookie coming up that just played his NCAA season. You have to see where he's playing in the lineup. And I think that there's been some opportunities where it's a name you don't recognize. It's like, oh, okay, this guy's getting second line minutes next to, you know, X, Jack Hughes, whoever it may be, right? And that has to be your guarantee before you just go blindly bet one of those guys for fun. You have to say, oh, wait, this guy's getting power play time and that number is too long. So I would say, you know, a lot of bettors, a lot of casuals don't want to do that type of work, right? I always say, well, what line is he skating on? It's like, well, how am I supposed to know? It's like, yeah, right. All right, let's do a Twitter search here. Who are the beat writers? Who can we find? Who's the Nick Alberger? Who's telling us who's playing with who in the Leafs lineup, right?
DailyFaceoff.com has your answer too, and they have all the line combinations you need, by the way. So humble plug for them. I think I might have been the only dude on the planet to bet on a Josh Doan anytime goal on Tuesday. Plus 400. Thank you very much. I think to go further on Pete's question, Lane Hutson, watch out for that name. Montreal Canadiens defenseman plays for BU. He's an absolute stallion, a stud. I don't know what's happened to Mike Matheson the last 2 months, guys, specifically the last month. He is killing my fantasy team right now, not getting points, not getting shots on goal. If there's one thing Lane Hutson can do is run a power play. And I'm really, really intrigued once he's eliminated here in the Frozen Four, or goes all the way for that matter. It's going to play a couple games, I think, if he signs here with Montreal. That's one name I would have sort of on your radar when it comes to college defensemen moving forward. Speaking of the States, you talk about Arizona, Josh Doan. It was cool to have Shane Doan, his dad, in the stands for that one, to score in his first NHL game. Auston Matthews' chase for 70 goals, I think, will be a fascinating storyline over the next little while. Needs 11-11 to do it. He has 59-70. Hasn't been done since 92-93. Do you like his chances, Timmy?
Here's the thing. I think he's probably needs a hat trick in one of these, right? I think that, you know, it's hard to go 11 for 11 here. So you have to target, you know, one of these nights for 2+, 3+. There's certain nights where it just smells like a Matthews night. I could see Saturday at Buffalo. You know, we know that's well documented with the Leafs crowd, you know, permeating into the UBS Arena, whatever the hell it is now. So you know what? I actually don't mind Matthews here. I'll say this. If you're going to do it, make sure you don't take Matthews' goal, sprinkle a little 2+, sprinkle a little 3+. That's how it gets real fun. I always say Leboff, he's like, who's scoring goals tonight? And then Leboff will send me a screenshot and he has that guy to score 4+. And I'm like, Leboff, that's not really what I meant, but you know, that he has fun with it. I would say the best advice I could have for bettors that, you know, try and bet the NHL every night, have enough money where you can bet tomorrow. You know, people always say to me like, oh, you know, how have you been betting for so long? This and that. I'm like, I just bet so that I can bet tomorrow, right? Like, you know, throw a couple pennies on Matthews' hat trick and I can go to bed, wake up late and try it again tomorrow.
I listen to a lot of these prognosticators, you know, sports bookies, whatever. That's the best advice that you can give to a guy, a young kid in college, maybe just trying to make some money with the wagering. Just bet enough so you can bet again tomorrow. That is great. I am writing that up. That's a little sign that we're going to be selling out on this side of the street, me and you, Timmy, when we lose all our money.
Exactly. I'm the happiest guy in the world, you know, like despite a bad month or a bad couple of weeks or whatever, because I'm proud of the fact that I get to say, I don't bet enough where I can't bet tomorrow. And that's all I want to do, right? I just want to put on all the games, have a little action and do it. So I'm not going to, you know, throw the everything I own on the Matthews hat trick. It's a little sprinkle. And then if it happens, you know, we get to say we called it, right?
Live to play another day, right? That's the name of the game right now. And down the stretch of the season, I always love for, and of course, people listen to the Fantasy on Ice podcast. Go back and listen to our Monday episode if you're in a playoff matchup and you're fantasy league, but a lot of those trends carry over this time of year, right, Nick? Like Seth Jones, we were talking about him, another goal yesterday for Chicago, 11 points in his past 10 games with almost 4 shots per game. So you could hit on him in the goal prop market as a defenseman. He's really heating up. He's been in double digits before many times in his NHL career. Also, Dylan Strome, wanted to mention him. We were talking about, Nick, how Charlie Lindgren is the Capitals MVP. I would argue that Dylan Strome's right up there too, because he has been scoring through thick and thin, even when Ovi wasn't scoring, even when the team through 3/4 of the season, Nick, was scoring 2 goals per game, give and take, right?
I wanted to add Gustav Nyquist into that conversation too, like the unsung heroes, right, have been an impressive part of this whole ordeal when it comes to these sleeper teams. I just wanted to add too, like, my betting advice for this time here, if you don't like the play, don't do it. I know that stands here all the time, but I take a back seat this time here. I'm not crazy into picking sides. I think there's no value. I think the shot props are juiced. I don't play as much, Timmy. I'll be honest. I don't like the prices this time of year. I'm very careful.
I tend to be very careful too. And that's why I gave the advice all about understanding teams that may be playing out the string or maybe not. Like, you have to kind of read that body language. And that's why, you know, watching helps and not just looking at the box score. But again, Calgary, like, they're a team that has totally seemed like they're slipping on the banana peel here. But then you have Montreal, who hasn't really quit. So you have to understand where each team's, you know, situation is this time of year.
Okay, guys, I get the kumbaya moment, everyone holding their hands, you know, bet responsibly. Of course, you know, we'll preach that till the end of days. But we got a couple games on Wednesday, and then we have a loaded slate on Thursday. So can we go around the merry-go-round here with some spots specifically for Thursday? Nick, Timmy, Pete, come on now. Let's go. What do we got? Yeah.
Again, not crazy, but Connor Bedard's shot prop, I'll play that probably. He's been shooting the puck a lot. They're taking on the Ottawa Senators. They're a fraud of a team. We know that. And I like the under 6.5 Los Angeles and Edmonton. I always wonder about teams not getting it going at the right time. And the Oilers have been sputtering a bit lately. They found their way late against the Winnipeg Jets, but they got spanked over the weekend by the Maple Leafs. They lost another game. It's weird with Edmonton right now, but I think teams are going to zone it in defensively, and the under is probably how I would look this time of year. So those two plays specifically, Bedard shot prop, the under, LA, Edmonton. Timmy?
I felt the same way. I had the under in Edmonton, Winnipeg on Tuesday, and it looked like it would all of a sudden you blink and there's a million goals and fill the net. That one sucked, because I feel like I agree with you. I think Edmonton specifically wants to feel good about their defensive structure going into the playoffs. So I think I've been kind of trying to ride that, you know, how can the coach not be preaching? We need to feel good about our defensive zone play going into the playoffs here. So I agree with you, Nick, on that under, but also add in Winnipeg. They host Vegas on Thursday. This will be 3-4 for Vegas. And Vegas just went at St. Louis, at Nashville, now at Winnipeg. That is a tough, that's a lot of miles traveled. I know it's not necessarily on Spirit Air, but that is a lot of miles and a really good playoff team in Winnipeg there. Also, Detroit, they're going to run into at Carolina here. Carolina could be a get-right spot for them. Not sure what that line's going to open up at. Could be too long, but interesting piece there.
I'll just piggyback real quick on Tim. I love Carolina off the bounce back. They had so many chances last night, and Nedeljkovic, a little bit of a revenge spot, right? Just shut them down, and you know, they just couldn't score enough goals. So I like Carolina, and I love taking Carolina. I just feel I know the numbers can be a little juiced at times, but you just know you're going to get especially at home. You know you're going to get a great effort, and you know they're going to, you know, show up defensively. I like that bounce back spot on Thursday for Carolina, Petey.
No, Nedeljkovic has actually had a pretty good season. I think Edgestat leads the NHL in mid-range save percentage, so that speaks volumes because Pittsburgh's not even going to make the playoffs. Fade the New York Islanders. That team is cooked and done. The sinking ship could continue against the Florida Panthers on Thursday, maybe puck line city for Florida, especially if they get Ekblad back in that game. Barkov and Forsling are back as well. Look at St. Louis, money line against the Calgary Flames. St. Louis played Vegas tough the other day and really needs that game. They're actually, we haven't talked about them, but they're still very much alive in the playoff picture. And then upset special, perhaps, Arizona Coyotes with Josh Doan, with Dylan Gunther playing well. They're healthy. Connor Ingram, don't overlook them in a chance to end the Predators streak on Thursday night at home. Mullet Arena's been rocking, right, Timmy?
Oh, I've been there. I got my Yotes hat on, baby. I was at Mullet before. Mullet, going to Mullet was cool. I'll tell you that.
Fair enough. I'm going to play that on Thursday. That's the one thing I wanted to bring up. I am playing Nashville as a live dog against the Nashville Predators. That streak's got to end at some point. They got to come back to reality, Bobby boy.
Little slip of the tongue. You're playing Arizona for the upset against Nashville. You said you were playing Nashville against Nashville. I'm just cleaning you up a little bit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Arizona-Nashville. I like Arizona in that game, and I like Austin Matthews, number 60. He's playing Alex Ovechkin in the Capitals on Thursday, so those are a couple more looks. We're going to leave it at that. Many thanks to producer Bob Bender, for Pete Jensen and Tim Kalinowski. I'm Nick Alberga. This NHL Action Network collaboration is presented by Bet365. Download the app or visit bet365.ca for the latest odds and find out what's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be older than 19. Available in Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
It's never ordinary at Bet365.